Hogan is on the money tonight. Boot to the face again. Hogan rises to the occasion. And it goes Hogan down. Hogan is going to finish Lesnar. Leg drop is coming. We're going to have Hogan and Rock at SummerSlam. Hogan taking out the next big thing.
Believe it myself. Brock kicked out of the leg drop.
And Brock Lesnar begging off. For the first time, I believe I've ever seen it, Brock Lesnar is reeling.
Brock Lesnar is in trouble. And Hogan is bringing some heavy offense.
Hogan has the momentum. He can feel it. He can pulse it. Another third. Boot to the face. And look at Heyman grabbing the leg of Hogan. That's Dan Weasel Heyman.
Great job by Paul Heyman.
Lesnar clubbing from behind. And damn Paul Heyman.
It's Kerry. It's going to be an F5, Paul.
Oh, no.
F5.
Oh, my plan, Hogan. But Lesnar's got to go for a cover here. What the hell is he doing?
He's psychotic. Lesnar snapped. Lesnar feels this is his time. Lesnar's not focused right now. He's got to cover Hogan.
His title shot at SummerSlam hangs in the balance, and he's wasting valuable time with Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Heyman is livid. He's beside himself, screaming, cover him, Brock, cover him.
Brock's too cocky, too confident. It's going to bite him on the ass.
And look at this.
Side bear hook, like a gut wrench.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan. That is Brock Lesnar tries to suck the life out of him.
Lesnar's got those big old hands, those big arms, and Lesnar squeezing the life with that great grip. And then out to back on Lesnar. Squeezing the life out of Hogan.
First the F5. Now the vice-like grip by Lesnar. How much does Hogan have left?
Hogan's busted up on the inside. He's getting the life squeezed out of him.
The arm goes down that time.
This ain't pretty, man.
The arm down a second time. If it goes down a third time, this match is over. It's over. Hollywood Hulk Hogan can't continue. This monster has squeezed the life out of Hulk Hogan.
Let go, Brock. You got your shot at SummerSlam.
Here's your winner of the next big thing.
Let go of him, damn it. Hogan is hurt. And look at that sick Paul Heyman. Shouting instructions in Lesnar.
Heyman will get him off. Heyman will get Brock off.
Ryback Heyman wants to celebrate the fact that Lesnar's going to SummerSlam to meet The Rock for the undisputed title.
This Brock Lesnar is focused, primed, pumped, and ready for The Rock at SummerSlam.
Somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave.
Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, and no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
world you go and say goodbye. You can lay your worries down and stay with me. Don't you ever leave.
Lay down, Sally,
and rest here in my arms.
Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Tear it out with talons of steel and give you a shot so that you wouldn't feel, and washed it away as if it wasn't real. It's just a mistake I won't have to face. Don't give it a name, don't give it a place, don't give it a chance. It's lucky in a way. It must have felt strange to find me inside you. I had unintended to stay. If you wanna keep it right, put it to sleep at night. Squeeze it until it could say, you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. Can't be too strong. You decide what's wrong. Well, I ain't gonna cry, I'm gonna rejoice and shout myself dry and go see the boys. They'll laugh when I say I left it overseas. Yeah, babe, I know it gets dark down by Luna Park, but everybody else is squeezing out a spark that happened in the heat somewhere in the dark. In the dark. The doctor gets nervous completing the service. His eye rubber gloves and no head. Yes, he fumbles the light switch. It's just another minor hitch. Wishes to God he was dead. But you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. Can't be too strong. You decide what's wrong. Can be too hard, too tough, too rough, too right, too wrong, and you can be too strong, baby. Can be too right, can be too wrong, you can be too strong.
Just like me. Yeah.
postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing. He's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients. They are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. And she also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Up somehow, and The Rock goes back to that big time right hand of his. He's dancing with what brung him, the right hand. Oh, The Rock.
Oh,
right it over.
I did it.
DDT.
I did it.
And The Rock pulls within one.
I think Triple H is, he's finally figured out what we said. Try to avoid. Here comes that chair again.
Triple H got the chair on The Rock.
What are you doing?
He's calling for the bell.
I mean, Triple H, what are you doing?
That's a disqualification.
The winner of the fall, as a result of the disqualification, The Rock.
What the?
So we are tied. That was a gutty call by Triple H's friend, Shawn Michaels.
That was a stupid. I think Triple H didn't think that Shawn would call that because they're friends. Look at this.
The game has got. His hands are not moving. The Rock with that far, far away look in his eye.
Get that right.
And now his eyes, he doesn't know where he is.
Look at that picture, JR. I hope you're taking notes. Who's the game?
Rock frothing at the mouth.
Rock is the great one, but Triple H is the game.
And that's it. And Triple H goes up two at 12:30.
Triple H.
He's going to rock bottom.
It'll be all right. Look at The Rock fighting back. Triple H is going to use a rock bottom. God, it was like a car crash. The game's face bouncing off the table that did not break.
Shawn Michaels is trying to tell him 4 minutes left.
There's 4 minutes left.
He's a nine.
And The Rock takes the fall. The X is at ringside, too.
It's the most electrifying move. The people's elbow.
People's elbow. chokeslam. His chokeslam. The Undertaker chokeslam.
Tombstone.
It's already over.
Wait a minute. Could you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of a disqualification due to outside interference, the winner of the fall, Triple H, therefore the winner of the match and new World Wrestling Federation champion, Triple H.
Oh man, that's a heartbreak.
I couldn't see the warning signs. I must be Whenever? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's a time for living. Time keeps on flying. Think you're loving, baby, and all you're doing is crying. Can you feel? Are those feelings real? Look at your game, girl. Look at your game, girl. What a mad delusion, living in that confusion. Frustration and doubt, can you ever live without the game? Sad, sad game. Mad game. Just to say your love's not enough, even you can't be true. Oh, you can't tell those lies, baby, but you're only fooling you. Can you feel? Are those feelings real? Look at your game, girl. Go on, look at your game, girl. Even you can't feel, and those feelings ain't real, then you better stop trying, or you're gonna play crying. Stop trying. Are you gonna play crying? Stop trying. That's the game. Sad, sad game. Mad game.
Thanks, cheers. Jack.